Well, Gavin James is back with brand new music. Album number 3 is The Sweetest Part, and it drops today wherever you consume your music, be it streaming or physical in real life. And we'll get around to that in a sec. First, though, let's speak to the man himself, Gavin James. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Big Breakfast Blah.
Good morning. How are you getting on?
Not too bad at all. Good to catch up with you.
Thanks for having us on. Oh, cheers.
Not a bother at all.
Sure, we're thrilled to have you here.
New music, new release day. Is this a nervous day or an exciting day? Or what's the story when you get to share your new songs with people?
I'm very excited because I can't change it now. So, like, it's great. It's out now. It's out in the world now. I can't change anything. Can't remix anything.
Yeah.
So, tell us, the bulk of the songs, were they written during or after lockdown? And if they were, like, when did finally get round to recording the music again?
So I recorded loads of it at home, obviously, last year and a little bit the year before. And then I kind of tweaked it when we could kind of start travelling again. I went up to London quite a bit. And then I finished a lot of it in a boat, actually, in London. We were recording in Maloko in a big red boat in London.
Now, our Judith has experience of being on a boat because she is a professional singer, number one, and has been on boats for years. So is that conducive to recording sessions, Judith?
Oh, well, yeah. I got lots of inspiration while I was out on the boats. I suppose that's why I stayed there for 12 years.
Yeah.
did it for 12 years? Oh, my God, no way.
I did, yeah. We did have a great time.
Was that a bit mad? Like, was there a bit of a rock and motion going on? How was that in terms of the rhythm? And
There was one day where I was quite hungover and it wasn't great.
Right.
We're playing the piano and it was rocking a little bit, but it was good.
That's the day then that when it is rocking, they say, you know, you should have another drink, and that's when you'll really find your sea legs.
That's it, yeah. I was lying on the floor. My sea legs are terrible.
Yeah. Come here, in terms of the songs, you hooked up with some pretty big names on this album to co-write. Like, are you nervous having to bring the goods to a session if you're sat opposite Ryan Tedder, for instance?
Ah, not sure. It's Grant. He's a lovely fella.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I met him in Krakow, I think it was, like, about maybe 6 years ago or something like that. Hmm. And it's really a great time. And then it's always quite fun writing with people like that, because you kind of learn, like, where their heads are. He's an incredible writer. Like, when you're sitting down next to him and he comes up with all these, everything he kind of spits out is incredible, all the stuff.
Sure it ends up being really, like, inspirational working with people like that. You feed off each other and get great ideas.
Yeah, it's fun, really, really fun, because everybody does it a different way. Everybody has their own little specific kind of, like, ticks when it comes to songwriting. So you always kind of, like, it's fun, like, working across people like that.
Mm.
But it was really funny the way we recorded it. We actually wrote it, I think, possibly 3 years ago, just the idea for the chorus for that song, Novocaine. And then I found it on my phone about a year ago, and I forgot that we had done it. And then I was, like, just going through my little audio things on my phone on a flight, coming home to Ireland, and then found it, and I was like, oh, this is not terrible. And then finished it off in London, and it was like a little surprise.
That's really impressive that you managed to just forget about that song for 3 years.
I swear to God, I don't know how it is.
It's really catchy. It's great. So listen, you're here in Waterford this weekend now, like, in an actual in-store appearance at Golden Disc at 2 o'clock. It's great to see in-store appearances again. Are you excited for that?
I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing. It's good because I haven't done that many all ages gigs really in a long time. So it's going to be great to kind of get to see everybody from all ages kind of come into the shows.
Yeah,
I'm bringing, like, a big system and stuff, so it's going to be more like a gig.
Cool.
And it's like brilliant. Back in the day, kind of, like,
yeah. Yeah, it's very, because I always think it's we went through a few years of there of just seeing record stores disappear, and the fact that it's back and it's in store. I'm on the website, just looking at the website right now. Is it very exciting to see your face on the front of a 12-inch vinyl cover?
Oh, it's buzzing. It's probably around 20 inches, and my face is massive. So, like, it's really fizzing the thing. So I'm buzzing to go there and stuff. And I haven't done it in such a long time. I mean, I think the second record came out in 2018, so I think we did, like, a kind of a little rural kind of thing as well.
It'd be great.
So people can go along to Golden Discs at 2 in the afternoon. By the way, your show in Dunmore East at the Haven Hotel that evening is sold out. So bad news for anybody who didn't get a ticket. Have you been to Dunmore East before? You're no stranger to Waterford, of course.
I've never been, would you believe? I've come to Waterford so many times.
Yeah.
Like, so many times. I've never actually put it down there for some reason.
Get ready for the view from the Haven Hotel, because you are, you're kind of up on a height and you're looking down on the water and you can see, like, the hook across the way and everything. So it'll be spectacular. Hopefully the weather will hold as well. So it'll be amazing.
I know, I'm buzzing for it. I can't wait for it.
Speaking of live, we were kind of both wondering this, and Judith from a singer's point of view as well. Like, the new single, we're going to hear it in just a sec, Novocaine, that starts on what I would call a note. And your falsetto has become a bit of a trademark. Like, when you're writing a song, is there a bit of a difference in the thinking of having to perform it as well? Judith was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's one thing to record something, but then to be singing it live night after night after night, I'm sure it can takes its toll. No. Any tricks or tips that you might have?
I remember doing that nervous song, the ooh.
Yeah.
And the second I kind of wrote it, I was like, am I making a big mistake here having to sing this? I know I'm going to have to sing this forever. Mm. And then that was like 9 years ago, and I still haven't not been able to do it, which is grand.
See, yeah, the more you do it, the better it will become, because it's just a muscle. You're just strengthening it all the time.
Your brain just kind of like, it's easy. Your brain just kind of like tells you, oh, it's fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But when it's brand new, like this Novocain song is brand new. I did it recently on Dutch radio, and it was like very early morning, like 6 a.m. Dutch radio.
Yeah.
And wow.
Very tough. It was extremely tough.
Had you gone to bed at all, or were you like, do you know what, I might as well just stay up so that I'm vocally ready?
I woke up at 4 o'clock just in case.
Just in case.
2 hours before, and I started humming in the chair and all again.
Yeah.
Good to challenge yourself and stuff, but that kind of stuff.
Come here, I was just going to say to you, 1.8 billion streams on Spotify. Does that blow your mind when you get stats like that?
Oh, it's madness.
Yeah.
My man listens to it a lot, so it could be perfectly to her.
But this is like, you're talking worldwide. Where's the maddest place that you get stats from, people listening to your fans interacting on social media at this stage?
Oh, Guadalupe, I've seen recently.
Right, okay.
Wow.
Crazy over there.
Have you played there yet?
No, I haven't played there yet. So we definitely have to go there soon. And another one was like Guam.
Right. Interesting.
It's mad. That's how we kind of figured out that we were going to go to Brazil. Doing some mad streams in Brazil. I was like, we should probably go to Brazil.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Sure, let's go anyway, says you.
Yeah, why not?
Dunmore East to Brazil. That's summer 2022 sewn up. Listen, Gavin, we're ever so appreciative of your time this morning. It is release day. It is the sweetest part, released today. And we're looking forward to seeing you in the Dacia this Sunday, both in Golden Discs at 2 o'clock, and fair play to anybody who got a ticket for the Haven Hotel gig on Sunday evening. So listen, enjoy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Gavin. Great to chat.
Thanks, Gavin.